This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As he hosts his administration's first state visit, U.S. President Joe Biden is acknowledging French concerns over his signature climate change law. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Amid the pomp of French President Emmanuel Macron's White House visit, differences over trade shadow the occasion. Macron and other European leaders say incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act favor American-made climate technology. And while he applauds U.S. efforts to fight climate change, the subsidies would hurt European companies.
We want to succeed together, not one against the other.
At a joint news conference, President Biden said he makes no apologies for a law he wrote, but there are glitches.
There's tweaks that we can make.
Macron says the nations will resynchronize their clean energy efforts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. appeals court on Thursday reversed a judge's appointment of a special master to vet documents seized by the FBI from former President Donald Trump's Florida home. A three-judge panel of the Atlanta-based 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Justice Department in its challenge to a September ruling by U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon. The 11th Circuit overturned Cannon's decision to grant Trump's request for a special master to evaluate the records and decide if some should be kept from investigators and to bar investigators from accessing most of the records pending the review. The Somali government said Thursday its forces killed about 40 al-Shabaab fighters in the Middle Shabelle region. They were the latest clashes in a months-long offensive that aims to weaken the grip of the Islamist militant group. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's armed forces on Thursday said M23 rebels and their allies killed 50 civilians in a massacre in North Kivu province this week. The M23 denies this. Congo's army and the M23, which is a Tutsi-led militia, have been locked in fighting for months in the country's restive east. Each side accuses the other of initiating attacks. The UN and a U.S. diplomat also said they had information about civilian killings on Tuesday in North Kivu, but they did not give details. Both called for an investigation. Lava from a Hawaiian volcano has slowed its approach to a key highway. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Rivers of glowing lava oozing from the world's largest volcano, Mauna Loa, shouldn't be able to reach the main highway linking the east and west coasts of Hawaii's Big Island for at least a week. So says Ken Han, lead scientist at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory.
3.5 miles isn't that far if you walk. If you drive, it's a lot faster. If you crawl, it's a lot slower, right? So sometimes the lava flow is driving, sometimes it's crawling.
Traffic patterns have been altered to handle the crush of sightseers. Mauna Loa last erupted in 1984. I'm Norman Hall.
The legal team for movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is presenting closing arguments in his rape and sexual assault trial in Los Angeles. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Defense attorney Alan Jackson told a Los Angeles jury that fury from witnesses does not make fact and tears do not make truth. Weinstein is charged with raping and sexually assaulting two women and committing sexual battery against two others. Jackson says with two of the women, the encounters were consensual, and with the other two, it never happened. Prosecutors said in their closing arguments, it's time for Weinstein's reign of terror to end. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Afghanistan's Taliban government says radio broadcasts by the U.S.-funded Voice of America and Azadi Radio are offending local laws and has banned them from Afghan airwaves. The ban went into effect on Thursday. A day earlier, the Taliban's Ministry of Information said it had received complaints about programming content, but it gave no details. It's unclear whether the ban will apply to other international broadcasters that have used the same system for FM broadcasts in Afghanistan. And NASA's Artemis Orion spacecraft performed a successful engine burn to leave lunar orbit and head back to Earth on Tuesday. On Thursday, rather, Orion launched on November 16th of 2022. It's been in a distant retrograde orbit around the moon since November 25th. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.